return to you all the praise and all the glory. Father, as we come to share your word now for this year and this decade, I pray you will anoint me afresh, make my tongue like the pen of a ready writer, help me speak as I should as an oracle of God. Put the same anointing on the ears and hearts of all who will hear me, those who are here physically, those who will hear me, that's being streamed live, that will hear me electronically. Let the power of your Spirit be released in sufficient measure to go behind my words, so that, Lord God, they will do an internal and eternal work in every heart, particularly this work of consecration, this work of determination, this work of commitment unto you, putting you, the kingdom, first, and his right and your righteousness, so that every other thing that men are running after, your word says the Gentiles seek after these things. See, but your Father knows you have need of them. Let us get this word as it comes forth, do that work in every heart, so that in 2020, truly, we will seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Your kingdom and your righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. Help me to speak with precision. Have mercy on me to redeem the time and say only what you want me to say. Bringing out of the treasure of your word things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement with me agreed with me and said, 2020. And I'm going to be dealing with 2020 as a year and the 2020s as a decade. I'm combining them because it's of strategic importance, prophetically and spiritually. I remember some months ago, you know, we were in a meeting. I can't remember the exact meeting, but I remember the statement. And God spoke through my wife and said that, you know, we're not only dealing with a new year, we're dealing with a new decade. And it struck me, I think it was from last year's Watch Night service. And I said, we're going to be moving not only into a new year in 2020, but we're going to be moving into a new decade. And that decade has great spiritual significance. I'm sure we all know this, and I'm going to be talking about this in a minute. I've even done a little bit of a diagram, which I'm going to share with us. It is going to be a year and a decade of quantum leaps. Everybody say, quantum leaps! You know, if you don't know physics, you will not maybe appreciate what that is. But I will explain as I go along. It's also going to be a year of... Everybody say 20. I didn't hear you. Now let me give you some spiritual numerics or arithmetic. I've come to see... And without going into detail and all of that, and there are other prophetic teachers who teach about some of these things, the importance of numbers. Everybody knows, you know, like the number 7. 7 is God's number of completion. The number 3 is God's number for perfection. You know, the number 2 is God's number for witness, and so on and so forth. The scriptures show us the importance of the spiritual significance of numbers. And when God puts numbers in things, they're very, very significant. Even this 2020, if you look at the Hebrew year is 5780, which actually started in September. There is a spiritual significance there. You know, I'm not going to go into all of that. Even the Hebrew letters, they have numerical values, and when you combine them, you can see all kinds of things, you know, prophetically. But I'm going to keep it simple for us tonight. 20 is 2, everyone say 2, times 3 plus 7. It's 2 times 10. Everybody knows that. But what is 10? 10 is 3 and 7. So the number 20 symbolically, prophetically, it speaks of the witness. Everyone say witness of, the word the multiply is of perfection and completion. Give a lot of clap offering. So in this year that is coming, and in the decade that's going to come, we are going to witness, everyone say, we are going to witness God's perfection and completion in the church and in our lives. And it's going to be such a powerful witness that is going to the ripple effect. You know, if you drop a stone on in a pond or in a pool of water, when the stone hits the water, there are ripples that go out from where the stone hit the water. So this witness of the perfection and the completion of God's purpose in his church is going to have a ripple effect. Watch this. It is going to have a ripple effect in your life individually. I would say individually. In your family. I didn't hear you. Glory be to God. In your community and in the nation. It's going to affect every aspect of our lives. Even if you as an individual, watch this, even if you as an individual are not perfect and complete yet, but because of what God is going to do or what God is doing in the church, that manifestation of his perfection and completion of his glory, you are going to experience the ripple, and the ripple is going to bless you. As I was preparing tonight, God gave me a scripture on this along this line, and you will find that scripture in Matthew chapter 4 in verse 16. It's talking about the ministry of Jesus Christ. And he was talking about, you know, he was quoting from Isaiah, you know, that Jesus went to stay in Capernaum, in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali and all of that. But I just want to zero in on that verse 16. Everybody say, the people, I didn't hear you, which sat in darkness, saw what? Great light. You are going to see great light. In the areas of darkness in your life. You see, the word darkness is symbolic of ignorance, is symbolic of a lack of wisdom, a lack of understanding, you know. It's symbolically, you can use it in so many ramifications. Sickness is darkness, you know. Failure is darkness. Poverty is darkness, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, the light that is going to come from the witness of the completion and the perfection of the church is going to have a ripple effect, so that all those who have sat in darkness, hello somebody, amen, they're going to see what? Ordinary light. And to them, I didn't hear you, which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. You're going to experience that individually. In the areas of your life where there has been darkness, in the areas of your life where there has been death, light is going to spring up because of what God is doing inside the church. The ripple effect. God gave me examples. Let me give you, you know. Look at the Lord Jesus. Jesus appears on the scene when he's 30 years old. He's been around all these years. But he inherits the Spirit without measure after the baptism of John in the Jordan River. Then he comes back after the 40-day fast and he begins to do miracles. Instantly, the ripple effect started. Let me tell you the first ripple that people experienced. Those who did not have wine in their wedding party suddenly had wine. And very good wine. Yes. They said he has kept the good wine until the last. That's a ripple. That those people didn't have the glory. They did not inherit the glory, but they inherited the ripple. That's what's going to happen in your lives. You got good news for 2020. And beyond, you're going to experience a lot of ripples. Are you listening to me? That's just one example. There was a woman who had been suffering with an issue of blood for 12 years. At the beginning of those 12 years, Jesus was only 18 years old. When that woman started suffering, Jesus was only 18. Then Jesus went to 19. Then he went to 20. The woman kept suffering. And she kept spending her money on the doctors. And instead of getting better, she grew worse. But a light was going to arise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When that light arose, the ripple hit her. And she was healed of her plague. It's going to happen to you. That the ripple of the glory of God is going to enter your life. It's going to change a lot of things. That woman's life was changed permanently by the ripple. There are areas of your life now that have been hemorrhaging. That have been losing blood, so to speak. Losing life. That have been atrophied. To use a medical expression, that have been dying, they're going to come to life because of the glory, because of the ripple. Are you listening to me? There were so many people whose lives changed simply because Jesus stepped on the scene. That woman was just an example. There was another woman who had a son who died. She was a widow, her husband was dead. Her son died. She was taking the son for a funeral, but the ripple got to her. You see, she didn't have the glory. She didn't have the perfection. She didn't have the fullness, but she got the ripple of the light. And instead of having a double tragedy, husband died, son died. Son died, but was raised again from the dead by the ripple. You're going to have a ripple in your life. The glory of God is going to come to you. They that sat in darkness, you're going to see a great light. And you're going to see great blessings. Great blessings come into your life. Simply because God, the witness of the completion and the perfection of God's purpose in the church, is going to hit the church. So many, many, many of us are going to experience a lot of blessings that otherwise we would not have experienced. You see, all those people, all the blessings that a lot of people got in that region where Jesus was at that time, they would not have got it if Jesus didn't manifest. They would have continued to live the way they were living. That's why this scripture is so prophetic for us now. Give it back to me. Matthew 4:16. Matthew 4:16. Everybody said, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, what? Light. Sprung. Turn to your neighbors, the light is springing up for me. Light is springing up for me. Light is springing up for me. Say, death will run away. Life will arise in Jesus' name. So it's not just going to be the people who manifest the glory. They will have their blessing, but there's going to be a ripple effect. I want you to hold on to that word. 2020 and beyond is not going to be the same. The darkness of the past is gone. A new light is arising, and that light will get into your life, and it will cause a ripple effect. It will cause a blessing in your life, and it's going to transport you to another level. And that brings me to the concept of the quantum leap. Before I do, I'm going to give you a little physics. It's not, trust me, there's not going to be any mathematics. You will not see one equation, because that will give people headache. Praise the Lord. So no calculation, nothing. I'm just going to show you one diagram. But before I do it, I'm going to give you a scripture. And the scripture is in Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Everybody turn there. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For the invisible things of him, I didn't hear you, from the creation of the world, are what? Obscurely seen. You see, the reason why a lot of people don't see things clearly is because they don't understand the parallels between the spiritual and the physical. That's why if you want to have clarity on an issue, on a spiritual issue, God must give you revelation of a natural thing that corresponds to that spiritual thing, then it will become clear. Act what? Clearly, I didn't hear you, folks. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and God, so they are without excuse. The point here is this. There are spiritual things you cannot understand until there is a natural parallel that exists in the natural that helps you now to understand the spiritual. The spiritual is the invisible. The natural is the visible. So God will not give you a visible thing that you can use to understand the invisible thing you cannot see. Not only will you see it clearly, you will now understand it. I've said this many, many times, and I'm going to keep saying it. You see, what we call a miracle is really a technology we don't understand yet. Yes. That's what you call a miracle. It's a technology. I use the word technology in the sense that, you know, it's a system, it's a science that we don't have knowledge of. Let me use a few, one or two natural illustrations. We're living in the year 2019. Today, man has knowledge of so many things. Now we have more knowledge of micro electronic waves and, you know, electromagnetic waves. That's the word I was looking for. You know, so you can call somebody on a mobile phone, you can look at a picture, you can do FaceTime and all that kind of thing. You know, do you know that 200 years ago they would think you were doing magic? Good heavens. If anybody sees you with something in your hand and you're talking to somebody and you're seeing somebody who is 10 million miles away, they will call you a witch. They will stone you and burn you at the stake. Why? They don't understand. What you're doing is really magic, but it's not magic because there are some principles behind it. But the person who doesn't understand those principles would think you are performing some kind of magic. I remember reading Chinua Achebe's book. You know, he had two books. One was called Things Fall Apart. The other one was called No Longer at Ease. You know, I don't know how many of you read it. You know, I did in literature. I'm just being reminded there. And you know, it was, you know, about the family of Okonkwo and then his children and all of that. Anyway, the important thing is that he was now writing about how somebody from the village, first of all, went to Lagos. I still remember it, you know. And you know what they said? They said that the white man's magic is very, very, very powerful. And you know what he said? He said all they do is scratch the wall. And then light will come. What is he trying to explain? We know it's electricity. That, you know, you put something there. But the man doesn't know that. All he knows is that you just hit the wall. And suddenly, Chineke God. This man now with you. Because he's doing something he doesn't understand. When you get to understand it, then it's no law. It's still magic. It's still wonderful. The effect is still wonderful. But because I now understand the principle behind it, and I can reproduce it time and time and time and time again, then, you know, to me, who understands the principle, it's no longer magic. But to the man who doesn't understand the principle, it's magic. So it is with the miraculous. The other day I explained to us, I'm going to get to Quantum Leap in a minute, you know, about, and I've all these years I've preached about it, I've never explained it like that before. It came by revelation. It was here in church, about Jesus turning water to wine. What happened? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You know, I just did a PhD 2 years ago, you know, on, you know, solar cells and electrons and all of these things. Anyway, to make it very, very simple, you know what happened? Very simple. God's power entered that water and dissociated all the electrons, everything all you can see today. You see this chair? You're feeling it solid, but what is happening is that it is a combination of, let's keep it simple, electrons, protons, and neutrons. Electrons are negatively charged. Protons are positively charged. Neutrons don't have any charge. And they're bound. They're all bound together by nuclear and electromagnetic forces. So when you, that's why you feel it solid like this. But inside it, you know, you got all these elementary particles all dancing all over the whole place. Now, what happens is this: if you put enough power, for example, if you take a fire or something, and you put it in this thing, it's going to melt. The way it looks will now change. You know, the things will start being, you know, moving around and all that kind of. You haven't destroyed anything. You've only changed the way they are arranged. Hello? So what did Jesus do in Cana of Galilee? When his mommy said, they have no wine. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? What's my business with their wine? He said, whatever I tell you to do, do it. So he went to God and God said, it's time. So he said, okay, go and put water in all the water pots. Then he said, take the water and take it up to the governor of the feast. You know, what you can call, you know, the chairman or the something of the ceremony. Between the time they took the water out and they got to the man, the thing had changed to wine. But you know what happened? Now, I said it by revelation, but this is what happened. God dissociated all the electrons, the protons, and the neutrons. And then he rearranged it. What is the difference between water and wine? Water is H2O. Wine has its own chemical formula. It's just a question of rearrangement. So every electron ran to this place. The proton ran here. The neutron ran here. When they combined everything, within milliseconds, all of them now had become wine. He didn't do anything. All he did was just rearrange everything. But he took power. Firstly, to dissociate those bonds. Secondly, to rearrange them. And did it just in a question of milliseconds. To you, it's a miracle. To God, it's higher technology. So, I want to explain quantum leap. You are not going to be where you are again. Your days of confinement are over. Glory to God. Let me explain. I'm going to use the natural principle. Then I'm going to explain the spiritual principle of what God is going to do and what God is already doing. See, some of us, we're already leaping. When I show you a diagram now, you will understand. Okay, Bimbo, put up that illustration onto the board for me. Onto the electronic screen. Very good. This is just a very simple illustration of what happens inside materials, particularly metals. You have what we call the valence band. You see that bottom part? Then you have a forbidden energy gap. Then you have the conduction band. Now, then you see that wiggle thing, you know, that's light. But that light must have been light of sufficient energy. Now, this is what actually Albert Einstein got the Nobel Prize for. He actually wrote this paper in 1905. But he was given the Nobel Prize only in 1921. Because the Nobel Prize, they don't give it to you immediately. They wait to see whether the thing is experimentally confirmed and everything. Then they now give it to you. Now, this is what we call the photoelectric effect. What is a photoelectric effect? Very simple. You shine light on a metal, and that metal will release electrons so that those electrons can conduct electricity. Are you following me? I'm sure many of you have seen this kind of calculators that doesn't have a battery. Hello? A solar calculator. You just put it inside. So long as you are aware there's light, once light shines on that thing, it will have electricity and it can do calculation. Take it into darkness, it won't work. That's one example of the application of the photoelectric effect. So what happens, that's why we call it, I say photo. Say photo is light. Everybody knows that a picture. People say photo. So let's keep it simple. Amen. All right. So photo. Ever say photo? Then electric. So it now the light now produces electricity. That's I'm keeping it as simple as I can. Now, in ordinarily, what happens in a metal is this. You have two energy bands. That lower band called the valence band is where the electrons are normally. Then there is, from quantum mechanics and calculations and mathematics, don't bother your head with that, you know, there is a gap. It's a large gap. Before you have what we call the conduction band. It is the electrons in the conduction band that can move inside the metal to give an electric current. If you don't have any electrons in the conduction band, you won't have any electricity. Now, you must shine light. Now, this is the key, and it's the key to 2020 and beyond. You must shine light of a particular frequency. Frequency, let me explain in a simple way. Everybody knows, you know, if you have a string, if you have a rope, if you shake it like this, you will see a wave like this. All right? The faster you shake it, the more ripples you get. Is that correct? So if I'm shaking it like this, it has energy, but the ripples are farther apart. But if I do, the ripples become... So the higher the frequency, the greater the energy. If you want very high energy, you have to have very high frequency. If you have low frequency, you have low energy. That's just explained in simple layman's terms. If you shine light, whose frequency or energy is lower than the forbidden gap, those electrons in the valence band cannot jump across into the conduction band. They will stay in the valence band. Now, watch this. Look at that valence band. You can see, you know, it's a band. You can see the lower part of it, and then you can see the higher part of it. They can move around within the valence band. Do you understand? Somebody that was at the lower part of the valence band before, an electron, if you give it some light, even if it's not up to the forbidden gap, it will move from where it was to a higher level, but it's still confined to that band. That's what's been happening to us. You have been increasing, oh. God has been blessing you. Amen. But you are still in the confined to the valence band. Because the frequency of the light, the entrance of his word, giveth light. The frequency of the light that we have been receiving has been with measure. The earnest. It's lighter. And it has produced some improvement. But we are still confined. But 2020 and onwards, a light of a higher frequency, a light of a greater energy is about to hit the church. Behold, darkness. Yeah, gross darkness. Gross darkness shall come on the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and Gentiles will come to the brightness of thy rising. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. You are about to be invaded with light of a higher frequency. And it's going to take you from the valence band to the conduction band. And you will now start operating at a level you could not operate before because of the forbidden energy gap. So what was forbidden before will now become accepted. Now you will speak and the dead will rise. You will speak and the sick will be healed. The woman with the issue of blood will touch you and they will get healed. Because you are now conducting. You are no longer in the valence band. Is it clear? Sit down. to show you something. When I finish this message, go and Google it. Just Google photoelectric effect. You don't have to know mathematics or anything. They will write it. Wikipedia is there. They'll just write it without very little mathematics. You can understand it. Go and Google it and check what I'm about to say out. Do you know that even if you increase the intensity of the light and you give it more and more and more light, if you do not increase the frequency, the electrons cannot move. We've had plenty of light. A lot of the word, a lot of revelation, but the frequency hasn't changed. So we have stayed confined. What God now has to increase is not just the intensity, but the frequency. If you don't hit, in physics we call it threshold. There is a threshold. If you don't hit that threshold frequency, no matter how much light intensity you give it, they will just be jumping around within the valence band. They will never cross the forbidden energy gap. And that's what happened to the church. We've been operating the spirit with measure. Plenty of intensity, but it's still with measure. So the forbidden energy gap has not been crossed. There's only one person who crossed it. His name is Jesus. And he didn't cross it until he was 30 years old. Under 30, he was in the valence band. That's why he couldn't raise his father, Joseph, when Joseph died. That's why he couldn't heal Auntie Ruth. I'm just talking figuratively. You know, in Capernaum. He was just ordinary like you and I. He said, without, I can do nothing of myself. But then he had an invasion of light of a particular frequency. And it took him from the valence band to the conduction band. And from that time on, he doesn't even have to pray for you. Just touch him. The woman with the issue of blood. The man is operating in the conduction band. As he touched him, the life, the Bible says, and virtue went out of him. And immediately she was healed of her plague. These are not cunningly devised prisons. This is reality. I've given you the natural parallel. These invisible things of him are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. The reason why we have not seen those level of miracles, those levels of science, is because the frequency of light that we have been receiving from the word of God has been below the threshold level. Deliberately by God. Like I said on Sunday, you are not going to be trusted with that level of frequency until your character has been developed to an appreciable degree by the fruit of the Spirit. Because you're not going to give that kind of power to people who are going to kill everybody. You're going to give that kind of power to people who are kind and patient and gentle. People who they will say, don't come to our village, and you won't call fire down and finish them. You will say to Peter and James and John, say, let's go to another village. Is it not the same Samaritans that Jesus later on, that woman was a Samaritan? If he had killed all of them and called fire on them, where would they be to help them? Learn to be forbearing so you can accommodate human failings to give them time to change. The person that was your enemy today will become your friend tomorrow. But if you had killed him, he would never have survived to change. So you're not going to give frequency or power to people whose character is not developed. This is what we mean. So 2020, everyone says, is going to be a year of quantum leaps. You're going to leap over all your forbidden energy gaps. You know, this is particularly true of the black race. The black race has been confined. To the greater extent, we've been confined to that. And I'll tell you the reason why. It was Noah's curse. Noah had three sons. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the second son. Japheth was the third son. Shem was the first son. It was from Shem that the Israelites, the Arabs, the Asians, they all came from that. Japheth is the Europeans. Ham, the blacks. When they sinned, when Noah got drunk, the two other brothers did not look on their father's nakedness. They covered it. It was Ham and Canaan that went to go and talk about it. When Noah got up, he was so angry. He cursed and said, "You will be a servant of servants." That thing has stayed till now. The only thing that breaks it is Jesus. And even with the Jesus, you need the light of that frequency to take you. And that's why Nigeria is going to be different in 2020. Africa is going to be different in 2020 and a decade to come, because a light is coming from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. A light is coming and it's going to take us. We have been confined. It's now going to promote us across the energy gap so that we can catch up with the other races. Go and check. I'm a scientist. I've been around to some degree. In the year 2000, I went to Cambridge and attended a conference on string theory with Steve Hawking and some of the top guys. Pastor Wally, you came to pick me there. You know, I remember we had lunch one day. Pastor Wally, true or false? Amen. You know, and we were sitting on this table and Hawking was sitting on that table. I said, "Wally, you have history to tell your parents, your children." Can you imagine sitting in the same place with Steve Hawking? You know. Year of witness and perfection. Now, watch this. You understand? You know, I think we were only two blacks in that conference. Me and one other guy who was based in, there was this university in England. Oh, I forgot. He's gone to America. His name was even Johnson. But he was not, you know, Nigerian Johnson. He was Jamaican, something like that, you know. Only two of us. Every other thing was Asian and white. Go to Stanford today. You know, Darren Williams University. You know, it's not as if they're no blacks, so they're black, but the number is minimal. I have a friend, an old CMS student. He was in CMS with me, but he was my senior. When I was in Form 1, he must have been in Form 4. You know, he's one of the top scientists today in NASA. In fact, as I'm speaking now, they're working out the trajectories of sending something to Mars. He's been very, very busy. He even used to have something with us in the hub. We'll call him. But he's been very, 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 very busy. And we still talk. You know, I still saw him earlier on this year. He said, "Pastor," you know, because he's a Yoruba guy, you know, but his mother was African-American. His father was Nigerian. So when he finished school in Nigeria, when he finished his school, set, they took him abroad. And, you know, he's been abroad ever since. You know, he was in Germany, and then he went on to America, and he's been working in NASA. He's a top scientist. He said, "Pastor, one of the reasons why I want to work with you in the hub, and I like what I hear from you." He said, I don't hear much of that from Nigeria. You know, talking about machine learning, artificial intelligence, deep learning, and all of that. Because I told him we're working that. I said, "I want to also my own way." He said, "You know, in this NASA place I am," he said, "no blackface. I'm the only one." He said, "There's some things they let us do. They relegate us, you know, you can do some kind of," he said, "but when it comes to some higher level calculation and, you know, operation," he said, "you find practically," he said, "that is why," he said, "it took me time to maintain my position because they will try and edge you out."
you need a quantum leap from where you are confined. And it all has to do, brethren, it all has to do, thank you Jesus, with shining light, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. It's not as if we're not intellectually inferior to the whites or to the Asians. No, we're not. But you see, there is something about light and creativity that ignites something inside the mind. That is why you will find that the Arabic, you know, the Arabs, the Jews, the Chinese, the Japanese, they all have a language. They write. They've been doing it for thousands of years. So today they can write scientific papers. You can write a scientific paper in Chinese. You can write a scientific paper, you know, in Japanese. You can write a scientific paper in Arabic. You can write a scientific paper in Hebrew. But you can't write one in Yoruba. You can't write one in Igbo. You can write some things, but there are certain expressions we don't even, you know, it's because when the white man came, the white man had to, we had to borrow the alphabets from the white man. Because we didn't have our own that we had written down. And there is something about writing. If you don't write, you cannot preserve thoughts. If you don't preserve thoughts, you cannot have increasing knowledge. But thank God for Jesus. The story is going to be reversed. And you know what this quantum leap is going to do? I got to move on. It's going to make the first last and the last first. It's only a quantum leap that can do it. If you look at Nigeria today, if you look at our present level of technological development, our present level of scientific development, our present level of economic development, our present level of political development, and all around the entire spectrum of human existence, you will find that we are so far behind. The other day we were looking on TV, you know, and you know, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and all the places, they are now, they're doing drones, they are doing for their taxis, and you know, creating hubs, you know, for industrial development, investment hubs. People are coming from Europe, they are coming from everywhere to come and invest in those places because they have created an environment. They won't tax them. They would allow them to repatriate their profits abroad. So a lot of technology is going to those places. But what of us? What of us? Very little. Even if they want to come, there's no NEPA. The guy is driving from his house. Arm robber will come and meet him. The amount of money my wife and I spend on diesel and security should not be a part of any business. It's not just us. It's all the business in Nigeria. So it becomes unattractive. But our story will change. God is going to give us a quantum leap. Light of a higher frequency. Of the frequency of the power of the Spirit without measure. Is about to hit us. And is going to take these electrons from the valence band into the conduction band. We are going to cross the forbidden gap. And we will say, is it not these people? And then we will even pass the other people. So that the last will now become first. And the first will now become last. And then you know what? There is something inside the hearts of all human beings. And particularly blacks. Deep down inside, people feel God has been unfair. That's why a lot of people, you know, they don't believe in Christianity. They'll say, oh, Christianity is the white man's religion. It's not! It's God's religion. It's not even religion like Itunu said. It's a relationship with God.
Jesus was not white. He was Jewish. No. God is not partial. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. The Bible is true. Are you listening to me? But if you look at the thing on the surface, it seems as if it's been tilted in favor. God is going to address that with this quantum leap. And then he will equalize everything. And men will say, truly God is a good God. That he is a God, he is no respecter of persons. The only equalizer is Jesus Christ. You know, before I leave this topic, let me, you know, because I have to balance these things. You know, I can't go into a deep history lesson now, and it's not necessary, but I will just say this. Do you know that even the Europeans, for example, you know, let me use that one, you know, the sons of Japheth, everything we are talking about, their civilization and advancement, just started how many years ago? It was not on the Christianity game. Why were they calling them? Barbarians. Barbarians. But once the light of the gospel came, God catapulted them. The Asians. In ancient Babylon and the seven wonders of Babylon and all of those things, you know, they were all people who lived in the area of the Garden of Eden. So it was the light that came out of the Garden of Eden that they coasted on for the next thousands of years. The Egyptians and the hieroglyphics and all that, it was because they were close to that area. But you see, many of us migrated down. So the farther we came down, the farther we were from the light. That's what happened. It was just a question of geographical migrations and things that led to this apparent inequality. But Jesus has come to equalize everything. Scripture, and I leave this and then I'm going to close. And it is this. In Christ, there is no male or female, neither barbarian. Give it to me. It's in Galatians. No Greek, no Gentile. Quickly. Give it to me. Quickly. In Christ, I think it's in Galatians. Is it Galatians? Man, pray for these guys up there. They need a quantum leap. Praise the Lord. Galatians, where are you? Give it to me. Where's the scripture? I think it's Galatians chapter 2 or 3. You know, in Christ there is no male or female. I want us to read it. It's very important. 3:28. Galatians chapter 3. Thank you. Now, everybody read this. So to remove every sense of complex, every sense of inequality, every sense of injustice, removed from your mind. That's why Jesus came. He came to equalize everything. And the last equalization is going to be done from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. That is why we will get the first dose of the frequency. Hallelujah. That's going to leap us. And then every other person will join, and then there'll be an equality. There is neither, I didn't hear you, Jew nor Greek. Notice those are Shem and Japheth. Jew is Shem. Greek is Japheth. There is neither bond nor free. You know what that means? Slaves or free. Who are the slaves? Ham. That's Ham right there. There is neither male nor female. Women shout. That's not a heavy shout. You know, there's this fight now for gender equality. They want, you know, women now want to, you know, they too want to become CEO. They too want to be president of Nigeria. They too want to be everything that a man can do, a woman can do. I agree with you. But develop like Christ. Because you cannot have a woman, the Bible says, the women are the weaker vessel.
talking physically and emotionally. But when she becomes like Jesus, she's no longer the weaker vessel. So she can be the president. Give the Lord a clap offering. But the equality is in Christ. The equality is in Christ. Neither male nor female. For you are all what? One in Christ Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. I got to close. So, the year of quantum leaps. The year of the witness of the completion and the perfection of the church. That is going to bring about this glory of God as revealed in Isaiah 60. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. A light of a higher frequency. To them that have lived in the shadow of darkness, light has arisen. Not light of in higher intensity alone, but light of higher frequency. That is going to move the people from their confined valence band across the forbidden energy gap. What they say is impossible. Impossible is going to get out of your dictionary. You're going to see the invisible. You're going to believe the impossible. And then you're going to manifest the incredible. When people see black men with the ability of the mind of Christ, then they will say, surely God is in thee. You know, when we were kids, in my teenage years, when somebody is very intelligent, says brilliant. Have you heard that before? Oh, the boy, a brilliant girl. Where does the word brilliant come from? Bright is a derivative of light. So, you know, that guy is no more brilliant than the next guy. The only difference is that one has more light in his mind than the other. Finish. Finish. Come and ask me. You know, brother, look, he's brilliant. You don't know my history. I was very average. Very. Because I was playful. When I was a kid, you know, even in my primary school, I was intelligent, but I was playful. Very playful. I still remember my mother and late Miss Drosimieti of blessed memory, you know, my friend's mother, be shouting, you know, me and Lukman Bagwan, play football, Pele, you know, and that's all we thought about. Hey, your mother, yeah, any car way, hey, ball, lateral, that lady will beat us. If anybody told you I would be who I am today, you wouldn't believe it. But something happened to me. Something happened to me. It was about form one, form two. I was in the boarding house. There was a senior boy, Abolade. I still asked after him some time ago. My friend, Captain Boyo, the guy who owns Overland Airways, you know, he was kind of related to him, you know. And he called me one day. He said, you this boy. He said, you're always playing. And you know, those the senior boys were like God. He was in Form 3, I was in Form 1. I still remember. He said, if I see you, make sure you go for your prep immediately after siesta to go and play football and all of that. And if you fail again, you are in trouble. My first test in CMS grammar school, I came 33rd out of 36. I was the last three in the class. I got 0 in Yoruba. I got 0 in music. I'm telling you the truth. I was so, you know, people. But something happened. Something happened. That boy spoke to me and I just made a decision. It was a simple decision. I just said, ah, yes. In those days, I'm going to go. Senior name. You know, I said yes. I just made up my mind. I just, you know, something happened. Light. I know it's light because I experienced it. My understanding just started opening. By the time I got to Form 3, you know, I was just a young kid and all of that, you know,
I would open physics. I couldn't understand it. I had Abbott. I had Nelcon. I had maths. You know, I remember one day I was crying. I was on my bed. I was crying because I couldn't understand it. And I just looked up. Everyone say, look up. I said, God, please help me understand this physics. Finish. I didn't know tongues. I didn't know binding the devil. I didn't know anything. It's just God's sovereignty. Do you understand? It was like a light. It just, boom. I just say, wow, wow. I say, understanding things I couldn't understand before. To cut a long story short, I had a quantum leap. I went from being average to the top of the class. And I stayed top till I left UI. I left school. Then I went straight to university. And I was top in university, first class. It's been like that. It's not because I was more brilliant than this guy. It's because of a heart attitude change. Light now shone in my mind. And that's true for anybody. Can be true for anybody. I remember one of my classmates. I'm not going to mention his name because he's a big man today. You know, he came to me. He was telling me this recently. When I say recently, I'm talking about the last 3, 4, 5 years. You know, we're going with all these CMS meetings and everything. He said, Olubi, you don't know what happened, though. I said, what happened? He said, you know, I used to admire you. He said, I used to admire you. What happened to Olubi? How did Olubi just? Then he said, you know, I told God. He's a Christian too. He said, He said, God, you can't be partial. You can't be partial. I'm telling you, this is my friend told me. He said, God, you cannot be partial. He said, what you did for Lupi, you have to do for me. And you know God did. He's one of the most successful architects today. He's a very brilliant guy. He too came to UI. He was a few years behind me. I had left, you know, but he had entered before I graduated, you know. He too came to UI. Then from UI, you know, he went to England. Then from he went to America. He too was doing very well. He the same prayer. He said, I told God. I said, God, you can't do it for. I said, that thing you did. I said, do it for me too. I know what God did it. And you know what? He will do it for you. Ah, God, a prophetic word. He is doing it for you. All you need is a quantum leap, folks. You just need light in your mind. You just need more light in your mind. Stop all this fake Christianity. Stop all this religion. And get into the real thing. I got to close. We're almost... the new year is 5 minutes away. I'll close and then we'll just go into prayer for the new year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, this new light will take us to the conduction band, so to speak. So that we can manifest the glory of God. And like I explained at the beginning... the ripple effect of that glory of God is going to not only affect us alone, it's going to affect us as individuals, it's going to affect our homes, it's going to affect our communities, it's going to affect our nation. Okay, it's going to affect our race. We're watching a movie yesterday, Dara and I, and Mommy, you know, no longer will this racial profiling. Once they see that you are black, you know, or immediately they think, you know, it's going to be violent, it's going to be in drugs, it's going to be bad, it's going to be that will change. Because they're going to see blacks get the Nobel Prize in physics. And it's not just fashion and basketball. Our story is going to change. Because you see, at the end of the day, the other people, it's not that they're better. It's just because they have more light. And him was life. And the life was the light of man. Closing. How do we get it? How do I get this new light? I call it new light. We have light before. We already have light. The end of his word giveth light. We are all Christians. We have light. Hello? But you need light of a higher frequency. The frequency you have been using is not allowing you to go away from the confinement of the valence band. You want to get across the forbidden energy gap because you want to get into the conduction band. Hello, somebody? Is that clear? So, how are you going to get it? You have to seek it. Look at Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. You know, this is a parable. Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit. But you see, you have to understand the context in which I'm speaking. I'm not talking about the Spirit with measure. I'm not talking just about baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for the intensity of that. But we now need higher frequency. We need the Spirit without measure. So I want you to do something. We're going to do it now as we go to pray. I want you to pray any other prayer you have to pray. But pray this one. Say, God, this 2020, I am seeking you for the Spirit without measure. I am seeking you for the light of higher frequency.
Don't go and start saying frequency in prayer. Say, Pastor, will be so come and pray frequency in life. That's the next nonsense you will start hearing. That's not what I'm talking. I just use that as an illustration. Let's keep it scriptural. Let's use scriptural expression. Pray and say, God, I am seeking the Spirit without measure.
You know what Jesus said? He said, it came to pass he was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, teach us to pray.
Go down to verse 5. Go down. This is the Lord's Prayer. This is not what I want.
Right. Yes. And then he said unto them, and I'm saying to you now, you have a friend. You go to him at midnight. Everybody say, we're at a midnight hour. You know, literally now we're at midnight. It's 5 minutes to midnight now. So this is prophetic. Present truth. We're at midnight. And shall say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Next verse. And a friend of mine is come on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. Verse 7. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. Turn to your neighbor and say, even when the door is shut, don't stop trying. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Never be discouraged, O. Even when it looks as if the door is shut. I just got another tweet. Even when the door is shut. You know these quantum mechanics, eh? Some of the most developed scientists, Nobel laureates, have said this. Richard Feynman and others. He says, anybody who says he understands quantum mechanics doesn't understand it. You know why? It's magical. They don't understand it. There's something we call quantum tunneling. Let me just say it in a very simple way. You know, imagine something like this where there is a door and the place is blocked. So normally you cannot pass through. But there's something like a ghost, like Jesus' glorified body, just walks through the door and passes through. We see it in quantum mechanics. It's called quantum tunneling. A energy level that you should not pass. That's why they call it tunnel. It just finds a way of tunneling and passing across. You will tunnel across your doors with this new frequency. The door was shut. My children are in bed with me, and I cannot rise and give thee. Next verse. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, but because of this, everybody shout it, he will rise and give him 3. No, as many. Next verse. And I say unto you, who is talking? Jesus, thank you. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be what? Next verse. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, and he that knocketh. Next verse. And if any of you shall ask him bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask fish, will he give him a serpent? Verse 12. Or if he ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? 13. If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give what? Now, put it in context. Give the Spirit without measure to them that ask. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to ask. You're going to continue to seek.
You ask with your understanding. You continue to seek by praying in the Spirit. And you continue to knock by walking in love. And you know what? Even if that door is shut, you will tunnel through. And you will get it. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. You will tunnel through. Don't give up. This is the year of quantum leaps. This is the year of God taking you across the forbidden energy gap. How are you going to get it? Firstly, ask for it in faith. Say, God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit I have. I thank you that I'm speaking in tongues, but I want the Spirit without measure. And then start seeking it, praying the Spirit every day. When you pray, say, God, help me. I'm praying the Spirit. Say, God, I'm not satisfied with this frequency. I want to move to the conduction band. I want a quantum leap in my life. And then keep knocking by walking in love. Develop the fruit of the Spirit. Walking in love. I know what's going to happen. God will tunnel you in. Even before you even tunnel in, you will start getting the ripple effect of the thing that's happening. And you will move to another level. We're going to see all kinds of miracles. Instant healings. That's the characteristic of the Spirit without measure. Everyone say instant. Instant healings from fever to cancer. I didn't hear you. I said from fever to cancer. Instant. Instant. And when we do it, they go to Dr. Williams and go to the people. They go, yeah, take it to the lab. Let them do CT scan. Let them do MRI. You see, we miracle people. We believe in science. Are you following? Then they would look at the scan before, and they will look at it after, and the scan will say it has disappeared. Instant creative miracles. Where there was no eye, the eye socket will come. This is not healing, no. It's creation. I got another word. Where there was no womb, another womb will form. Where the fallopian tube has dried up, a new fallopian tube will come. Hallelujah! 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 Where the womb is already dried and it is not even there anymore, like Sarah at 90, God will create another one. Creative miracles. That's what the quantum leap is going to do. Creative miracles. Not only will it be creative, it will be instant. A withered hand will grow out. Instant. And they will say, we have never so seen it in Israel. Behold, he does all things well. It's a creative miracle. Let's talk to God. We're going to go into prayer in a minute. But just 1 minute, just talk to God. Say, Lord, I have heard your word. 2020 is going to be a year of the witness of the completion and the perfection of the church. That is going to lead to a quantum leap. And Lord, I want to be a part of it. I'm asking you. You said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and you will find. You said, knock and it shall be opened. Oh God. Oh God. Let it be my portion. That I will experience both the ripple and the effect of this quantum leap in the church. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let us be seated quietly.